focus continues to be the big case. We describe it as a big case. That the Dominican government seemed to be so interested, or so interested in trying to get the DPP to strike out. We heard Thompson Fountain on the weekend weighing in.
Letter from the lawyer of Roosevelt Skerrit, Lennox Lawrence, that was sent to the Director of Public Prosecutions asking that she dismisses the case of treaty against Roosevelt Skerrit. And this one, I think, really, really gave me pause. Because here you have lawyers within the system, a system that they've used to send poor people children to jail, a system that they've used to prosecute their political enemies, and yet they want to, now that the show has turned, want to really go against the very system. The fact of the matter is, the CCJ ordered the DPP to put a magistrate to hear the case. And that's the only decision that can be taken. The DPP is not in a position to cancel the case or to close it or to not hear the case. She has to have a magistrate hear the case. And it's about time that she does so. Or he, or whoever it is that is there. It's about time that this case moves forward.
In Guyana, many years ago, 1970-something or 1980-something after the Constitution, private criminal complaints were discontinued by the DPP. In St. Vincent, on two occasions, they were discontinued following a general election and once in relation to Prime Minister Gonzalez for rape. In St. Kitts, the DPP recently took over the case in St. Kitts. A similar thing happened when the St. Kitts and Nevis Labour Party candidate who lost filed complaints alleging bribery against the elected member who had won the election. And the DPP has taken it over and asked, as did the DPP in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, to ask for evidence. In Barbados, the DPP intervened and dismissed charges against the police in the public interest, because having reviewed the files, he said he did not believe the evidence against the police and that it was contrary to the public interest to charge police officers who should be treated no differently to civilians. If one, on my understanding of the law, as it reflects in the case presently in Dominica, the charge is bad and it closes no offense, and or in the case of Barbados, there's no evidence to back it. So when these guys say that going to the rule of law, going to the DPP contravenes the rule of law, that is the most dishonest, intellectually false statement that any human being with any credibility or integrity or competence to understand what he reads could make.
The ruling of the CCJ was not about the merit of the case, but about the jurisdiction, which I understand to mean where must the case be heard. But the case is not before the court yet. And if the Constitution allows the DPP, in certain circumstances, based on her own or his own deliberate judgment, to discontinue the case, then so be it. Let the law take its course, and based on the decision, then we will find that there's room in the system for review of whatever it is. So, but why is it that the United Workers Party, including their lawyers, wants to prevent our lawyers from exercising their constitutional right to allow the DPP to seek information of the DPP to discontinue the matter? I'm a politician, and when my country and my people are under attack, and when I see people trying to use their positions behind their jacket and their pretty glasses, trying to cause disruption in the progress that this country has been making under the Dominican Labour Party, I will point it out. I shall point it out. You may not like my tone, but that is something that is me. I've been like this for a while. But the problem is, I will not and cannot be intimidated by anybody to attempt me, to shut my mouth or to remain silent on issues that I think are dangerous to the economic and social advancement of Dominica.
The CCJ was very clear in stating that no one is above the law. And we know that the Prime Minister has been heard to say, at least on one occasion, that no law, no constitution can prevent him from doing what he needs to do. In this particular case, the case must be heard. If the evidence is insufficient, then the court will decide whether the petitioners have failed to meet their burden and will discharge the case accordingly. But to have Mr. Lawrence, who's a brilliant lawyer, I might add, someone who's tall, you know, good-looking, writes long epistles and so on, tell the chief magistrate, tell the attorney general that the case is to ambush justice, is to bushwhack justice, is to kidnap justice.
I do not know the gentleman personally. I've never had a conversation with him, never had any interaction with him. So for him to describe me as being jealous of the Labour Party or anything like that, you know, I think it's completely ridiculous. I'm an attorney at law. My job is to represent my clients. I represent clients regardless of what their political opinion is. I do not discriminate against persons on the basis of their political opinion, because I believe that everyone has the right to have his political opinion. It's part of your constitutional rights, your human rights. I have several friends, neighbors, you know, persons who I'm close to who support the Labour Party, and I do not hold that against them. I notice, however, that it's not just Mr. Austria, but, you know, there are other persons who seem to have launched an attack, not just against me, but also against our group, the Committee of Concerned Lawyers. What I believe is that an attack against us is an attack against the people of Dominica. Because what we, as the Committee of Concerned Lawyers, what we are doing, or what we have tried to do, or we are trying to do, is to empower the people. To empower the people by sharing with them knowledge, information about the law, about what their rights are, about what options are available to them. And I think that what we are doing is quite commendable, it's quite noble. Some persons, like Mr. Austria, seem to be upset about the fact that we are trying to share knowledge and education with the masses, with people. And I think that, you know, everyone who is aware of the situation should ask themselves why. You know, why is it that he seems so upset about what we are doing as the Committee of Concerned Lawyers? I mean, I don't want to engage in a back and forth with Mr. Austria or, you know, any of his associates. But I take my reputation very seriously. And when someone launches an attack against me and accuses me of being, you know, a jealous person and attacks me directly in terms of my profession, then that is something that I cannot take lightly. But that aside, I think that right now in Dominica, we are at a very critical stage. The Caribbean Court of Justice delivered a decision which would help to strengthen democracy in Dominica. The ball is now in the court of the magistrate court so that the magistracy can do what it is that they're supposed to. Which is to hear and determine the complaints, the treating complaints. So I think it's important that we all pay very close attention to what is happening in the judicial system and how this case unfolds.
For those who did not hear your enunciation on the possible intervention, if any, of the Director of Public Prosecution, can you clarify your position? Go ahead, Carol.
As to whether the Director of Public Prosecution should intervene or not, is and has always been that I think it is inappropriate, I think it would be improper for the DPP to nolly prosec this case. The Caribbean Court of Justice has spoken on the issue. There is a complaint of treating before the court. that complaint should be heard and determined. The case is of tremendous public importance. It concerns the integrity of our elections in Dominica. It concerns the principle of democracy. Democracy requires that the people determine who their leaders are. So if it is that your elections, that there are election offenses being committed, and that the integrity of your election is undermined, then there can be no true democracy. That would mean that, you know, whichever government is elected might not be a true reflection of the will of the people. So because I think this case is so important, I think it should be ventilated through the court, and that the DPP should not intervene to nullify. That is my opinion on the subject.
Very well. And in view of time, because
let the justice system roll, huh? That's what would happen in a normal country. Why? The big question, why? Is this Labour Party government bent on asking the DPP to intervene and nullify? Good afternoon again. We've heard the voices, at least some of them. There are many more. Let's go to the telephone. Yes.
My good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, yes.
But I'm just, you know, asking myself a question.
Well, turn down the volume on your radio and you can ask your question.
Okay? Suppose it was the Privy Council who was our final court of appeal. Would these guys have, you know, acted the same way? I'm just asking that question. Because Ms. Shillingford didn't take the decision. It is the Caribbean Court of Appeal that took the decision to allow that case from being heard. And is it because it's a Caribbean Court of Appeal and not the Privy Council? Why do you get it like that?
Well, I don't know. You'll have to ask them. But the question can also be asked as to why now? I mean, you have had two appeals. The OECS Court of Appeal and the CCJ at the time, and even the Magistrates Court. Why didn't you ask the magistrate or the DPP to intervene at that stage? On the telephone, 124, yes? Hello?
Hey, Mr. Pedro, good to see you, sir.
Good afternoon to you.
You there with me, sir?
Good afternoon to you, yes.
Yeah, Matt, I have always asked, what will be the tonnage of the straw that will break this camel back? And this straw seems to be weighing several tons.
Yes.
And it is too heavy. So to invalidate something quite substantive, Matt, something filled with substance, Matt, something filled with relevance and merit in your face. And the brother is making a very interesting observation. These criminals had to get away from the Privy Council. Because the whole manipulation, Matt, to skillfully control things to the outcome of your benefit, Matt, they know they will be able to manipulate it. That's why I'm not taking no chances with the judges and lawyers and the Bar Association, whether OECS or down in Dominica. Because, Matt, if you can, as I said, it's not the equal application in a very... fair and balance across the board. way. It's about the manipulation, the perversion and distortion of the law. So it has to do with not necessarily interpretation. It's about blatant perversion, blatant in-your-face, Matt, turning right into wrong. And Dominicans are sitting there, Matt, and think the parliamentary opposition or Matt Pelletier or CCM or Moon Seouye in isolation, Matt, can bring about some resolve, Matt, politically so. And I don't think it can be happening so, Matt, or it will happen so. The people have to, by any means necessary, tell these guys that is the tonnage of the straw that will break your back if you allow it to go through the legal process. But, Matt, if they refuse to allow it to go through the legal process, Matt, the people have to take matters into their own hands. Because, Matt, it is in your face, boss. So Lennox Lawrence and all of these passport wheelers and dealers and all big people in high places now, Matt, they're saying nothing, you know. If it was Mr. Linton that do anything, all of them would be saying things. Australia, tell me at my name on Kyrie Saturday night. My tolerance, you know, is getting very thin. You know, I can't tolerate idiocy for too long. So I no longer really listen that much. But Matt, Dominicans need to take matters into their own hands and stop waiting on the parliamentary opposition. And I'm, to a certain extent, I'm glad it is being given legs, Matt. Let people understand the substance in the matter to go to the CCJ, the final court of justice, and they said the matter should be heard in the magistrate court. Skerrit said, yeah, well, I mean, you know, you respect the law and let the matter go to bring the evidence and all of that. Now, the same Skerrit and his team, I said he's a living, walking, breathing contradiction, Matt. And that's what he really is. When Skerrit speaks, my brethren, just feel like it's a breeze that passes on you. There is no truth in Skerrit. So please, Dominicans, we need to mobilize from now on, eh? From now on, all the different organizations, political parties, we need to mobilize, eh? Have a blessed day, bro.
Have a blessed day, yes. I don't think, according to what I'm hearing in the streets, that maybe the people will take this lying down. I mean, it's for justice. You have to fight for justice. 128, hello, talk to me.
Yeah, Matt, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you loud and clear. You're a lucky guy. Yes, go
right.
ahead.
Like, Matt, it is the chief magistrate has not made a decision up to now.
No.
Right? And I'm giving her this week by Friday if she doesn't make a decision to put a, set a date for the case. That will strengthen my point that she, I am 99% sure that she's a Labourite, a supporter of the government. Good day.
Well, we have nothing to prove that. 449309. There's also a press statement just coming in there from NJAM. You know, basically condemning, if you will, the statement coming from Lennox Lawrence to the Director of Public Prosecution. I'm sure we'll hear a lot more about that. 449-309-5969-7. Let's go to the telephone. Yes, good morning. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. My name is Arundel Thomas.
Yes, Mr. Arundel Thomas.
Like
I like the way you
yes,
say it.
Yes, my brother. So, you know, when I see people use their authority and the position of power and privilege that has been given to them by the people, the Constitution, to abuse my country, I will not be silent. When I see people getting fat and obese and wealthy at the expense of Dominicans, and, you know, they will deny, and they will not deny me my constitutional right to free expression. The right minister, the most honorable minister, senior minister, has said that he will sit down there and see people crush the good things that the Labour Party has done over the years. What he probably means is the good things that the Labour Party has done for people like himself and all those passport sellers and other people who benefit from their being in government. I mean, we know, I talked to Portsmouth, and this guy was one of them. Nobody ever went to a minister to beg on their knees for an apartment in those days. Everybody worked and sweated, had a job, they paid their bills, by and large. There will always be poor people and people that need help in the community. But by and large, the people worked and they built their houses, they paid their electricity bills and all that. This government has reduced Dominicans to men to a point where they have lost their integrity. They've lost the sense of person. So this system, this government has worked well for them. When one man builds a hotel, when a company builds a hotel, and then all of that, the profits they make from the passport sales, each person gets so many millions of dollars for himself. And we don't know how much those selling passports now are getting. They're not working for the people, rank and file of Dominica. This Labour Party has not worked for us. They have worked for themselves. And they have a right to say that. You see? So I want to try to make it plain to people in authority, especially government. And when they give the impression, that, as it appears, that the law is for just a set of people in lower ranks, like myself, Lennox Linton, everybody else, Lofty, everybody that says something against Skerrick, but the law is for those people and not for them. They are eroding. They are eroding confidence in the justice system. They are eroding confidence in the judiciary. They are mutilating our democracy. And so I, Arundel Thomas, feel nobody going to stop me from speaking out against that evil. That's enough said. I thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. Thank you. Reading from a part of the release just issued there by NJAM, it is a sad day indeed when counsel for the Prime Minister, whose sworn duty is to uphold the law, will seek to undermine and emasculate it with this letter directed to the DPP. Worse, it is a dark day when some Dominicans, with their silence, condone and countenance this despicable behavior. We in NJAM stand united in our resolution to fight this flagrant abuse of power with every fiber of our being. So NJAM is basically stating there categorically that it will fight this with every breath. 44930, I'm sure you'll hear a lot more from that release as we move forward. Talk to me.
Hi, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
And good afternoon to your listeners. Matt, I listen to Reginald Ostry. It's not something I really do listen to KFM. I listen to him Saturday night, Matt. And really and truly, Matt, it's only filth came out from Reginald Ostry. I'm really hoping that the people of Dominica, Matt, we have so many organizations right now. We have NJAM. We have Munsewi. We have Civic. How many different groups, Matt? Personally, right now, Matt, I believe that they need to come together, Matt, and have the judge or the magistrate give a set date for that matter to be heard. If she cannot give them a date, when is the last working day? Thursday is the last working day for in this week, Matt. By Thursday, I believe this country should be shut down. The country, people need to take to the street and hit the street, Matt. Thank you very much. Stay blessed, Matt.
Thank you very much. 1:33 is the afternoon time. As we continue here on the talk on the block. Are you there, caller? I'm sorry, missed that call. Are you there? Sorry. We're going to come back right after this, okay?
The Dominica Bureau of Standards National Certification Unit invites all farmers to the National DumGap Farm Certification Program. This program facilitates entry into all national, regional, and international markets. Farms can be certified at levels 3, 2, and 1. The program is geared at improving farmers of fruits, vegetables, root crop, banana, and plantain farmers, ensuring that good agricultural practices are adopted. For more information, contact the Dominica Bureau of Standards Inspection Unit for an assigned farm assurer at 275-5921 or 235-1592.
Everybody loves good news, and Flo's got great news for everyone. Prepaid customers, now you get unlimited talk and more data with Flo's new value-loaded, always-on prepaid plans. And it gets better. Now, until March 31st, activate any plan and get 2x the data. Not a Flo customer? Switch now and get the 30-day plan for only $50 with 50 gigabits of data. That's just a dollar a gig. Dial *129# now to activate a 1, 3, 7, or 30-day plan. Or visit discoverflow.co for more information. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you building a new home? Are you thinking of remodeling, giving your home that new feeling? Why not start with your tiles? Astofan's Home and Building has a large and new variety to choose from. Bathroom and floor tiles galore. Wooden, glass, ceramic and porcelain designs are now available. Even vitrified tiles. This means even less water absorption. More durability, giving you antibacterial and antifungal benefits suitable for any location. Come on down to Astofan's Home and Building, located in Foncolet. J. Astofan's. Right place, right price.
Q95, the big station, presents Kudos to Our Heroes. Our fifth Dominican hero is Ozzie Lewis. We will appreciate, embrace, recognize, and award Ozzie Lewis on Monday, 12th April from 6 to 8 p.m. on Q95, the big station. We will do so for his valuable transformational lifelong work and accomplishments as a Dominica National Cricket Team opening batsman, a football player, a bodybuilder, an extraordinary commentator in football, cricket and calypso, and more. Co-host of Sports Wrap, the most popular radio sports show in the Caribbean, with the biggest international listenership among all other radio sports shows in Dominica. A man of principle and integrity, a former magistrate, auditor general, and a great public servant. He brings great joy to listeners throughout the length and breadth of Dominica. An exemplary patriot who has gone beyond the call of duty and continues to espouse wisdom and deep interest in Dominica's sporting history. He is the single largest repository of great sports knowledge locally and regionally. He takes great pride in ensuring that the prowess and success of Dominican sporting heroes is brought to light in a unique manner that espouses excellence. He continues to epitomize the fountain of youth, despite decades of achievements, demonstrating to all and sundry that persons who reach retirement age can still contribute meaningfully to the development of their country. His articulation of the English language is masterful and impeccable, and brings out the best in others to do the same. He is, without a doubt, the best at what he does. Kudos to Ozzie Lewis and his family. He is indeed a true hero for instilling positive mental attitude that elevates the content of the social and cultural dialogue on matters of sports, principle, and law for over 50 years, and for being a great Dominican who has demonstrated that each one of us can do extraordinary things in whatever we set our minds to do. Q95 listeners at home, in the region, and globally, tune in on Monday, 12th April from 6 to 8 p.m. Join us in appreciating, embracing, recognizing, awarding, and extending kudos to our fifth Dominican hero, Ozzie Lewis. If you would like to make a personal contribution to our phenomenal heroes or to our Kudos to Our Heroes committee, take it to the Q95 radio office on Hanover Street in Roseau, or go to the Q95 website at www.q95da.com and make your donation. Call us at 767-448-5822. Or at 305-906-4216, or talk to one of our representatives. Let us all together say thank you to our Dominican heroes from the Q family at home and abroad, only on Q95, the big station.
The pan.
The people have to realize that the people must realize they gave these guys the power and they need to take it back. They need to take back the power that they have given to Roosevelt Skerritt and guys like Austrian Idiot. They need to take the power back. Remember, the power is in the people. The power should not be in the government. The government should be the servants of the people. These guys have impoverished Dominica. They sold out Dominica. There is nothing left for Dominicans in the future. The people need to take their country back. And like Malcolm X said, by any means necessary. And it's time. Enough talking. We'll be right back.
140. I always remember this sound.
There's a day of feasting and a day of famine. Day of sadness and a day of joy. You couldn't see in your day of feasting. Life isn't just a little play like toy. So your day arrived when you least expected. Cause you always thought you were well protected. And now you feel like a fish out of water.
Come back to the telephone here. Good afternoon. Yes. Uh-huh.
Maduwali people, what are you talking about?
My friend, what are you talking about? Ask the question.
Who are you talking about? The people for the government, they are the people.
Oh, my friend, I just realized your voice. I'm sorry.
Now you're thinking how to start anew. A drowning man will catch it a straw.
I was telling you, have 2-3 hours on the other radio station, Mr. Mills. Get with the program.
Everything in creation must obey a law. It's true in words as it is indeed. You and the puffed up in your bumps and pride. Now you're exposed, you got none to hide. Yes, you used to look down on the folks beside you.
Our telephone calls 142, yes?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Matt.
How are you, sir? How are you?
I would just like to ask a question. Some observations I observed was when certain people call your station, you put them off. But I think that is wrong. You need to give the person a chance.
I will tell you publicly, I've said it many, many times, I will not allow Mr. Mills to be heard there on this radio.
Okay, well, beside Mr. Mills, I've heard
like other
people, but I think that is wrong. But
no, I'm telling you, if you hear somebody else that I cut them off, I may have a reason, but if you can identify somebody else, let me know.
Anyway, think one more thing, that the man you were talking about, the Austria, that's the minister or whatever he is. That man, he's just like a big MC. Every time he goes into parliament, he only talks, he's only MEPRI giving in parliament or whatever he have his conversations of MEPRI. You're gonna talk politics, talk straight politics, but this man is just a big MC. Only just like to give MEPRI. That's nonsense. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Sorry, if you felt that I cut off some people, that's necessary. But if you can identify the people, let me know, okay? Thank you very much. 143. Well, Mr. Mills, no. He's not allowed on this radio station. 449-3095, yes. Good morning.
Matt. Yes. Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon.
Matt, you know, Martin Luther.
Yes.
Some various speeches said something, you know, to the end of it, we have to do whatever it is until it is too late. That is when we will realize exactly what we have to do. But do you have that clip that you could play for just a while, Matt?
Yeah, I'll see if we can identify the clip that you're talking about, okay?
Thank you.
All right, 449. I think it's about We Shall Overcome. Yes, I think We Shall Overcome, Mr. Martin Luther King. 449-3095, 449-3096. Let's go back to the telephone. Yes, hello, yeah. Are you there, caller? Caller, are you there? Let's go to this. Somebody asked for this. Let's try this one.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it. We shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators, but we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting.
So you heard it, right? Somebody says here in the WhatsApp, my people are a bunch of cowards. Nothing is going to happen. Worst things happen in this country. And still giving this government a break. That's why when they can get away with everything, they do. I blame the people and not the government, meaning the politicians. You give these people the mandate to run the country, and they're doing all to help themselves. So the people, everybody's asking on you to step forward. Ella, talk to me, yes.
Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you, yes. Yes, I'm hearing you.
I'm
here. Well, I'm not hearing you now. You cut yourself up. Let's go 148, yes? Are you there, caller?
Matthias, good afternoon. Are you hearing me properly?
Very clearly. Go ahead.
Okay, let me say good afternoon to you and your listeners here and abroad. Matt, I just heard you play the speech of Malcolm.
Martin
Luther King, yes. A while ago.
Uh-huh.
Making a statement, we shall overcome. That is in the American context. He has those questions. I'm asking the question, that same question, in the Dominican context. When shall we overcome in Dominica?
You're not confident that you will overcome, Lofty?
But I know everything. There's change. Change will come. But in the scheme of things where we are in Dominica, I am not very hopeful that when that change do come around, if we the people don't act quick enough, that change, we may have a country that is irreparable and it is unsalvageable. That is my fear. And so we the people, it is imperative, it is high time that whatever differences we may have among ourselves, politically, religiously, whatever it is, let us set those aside for the time and meet, get to some common ground where Dominica, this rock called Whitey Kubuli, is concerned, Martha SPLT. But two issues very, very quickly. One of the areas we can find common ground, or we should find common ground very, very quickly, is that situation with where the DPP, well, not the DPP, the chief magistrate, rather, in the name of Candia Carrie George, basically was given a blank check by the CCG telling her that she needs to act in terms of appointing a magistrate to deal with that matter of treating with Roosevelt and company is concerned of the 2014 election. The 3CJ MAT, they did not specify a time. And that is why I call it a blank check. They did not specifically zero in on a time to say you have a month or 2 months or 3 weeks. No. So they gave a blank check, an open check. And based on what I am seeing as a Dominican, and I know a lot of other Dominicans are thinking in those lines, that blank check, it is now being trampled upon by the office or by the person who is in that office, in the chief magistrate's position. And so we Dominicans should come together now and say, you know something? CCJ did not give you a time frame, but we the people in a democracy where the people matter, and I agree with Dr. Dale Dangleben, we the people have the power within our hands to set a time frame in place so that the chief magistrate can act based on the decision of the CCJ. And if we don't do that with a level of speed or a level of alacrity, Matt, it will just be another nail in what we call our democracy. Because I said it last week to you, and some persons may be taking it as if, well, I'm a person who's like to speak. But I am being told that there is something in the back that is happening. And the magistrate's hand, the chief, that is basically a hand tied for the moment. That is why she choose not and cannot act on behalf of the people of Dominica. Secondly, Marty reported on a man, a gentleman or somebody who is in the government service is now being questioned by the police. You reported on that this morning.
Yes, this morning, yes.
With very little details as to why he's there, what is happening. Marty has felt here, the ring of corruption continues. And if that gentleman or others involved in that ring wants to continue to take the fall for a government that is in free fall mode, that is left up to them. But Matt, it is not pretty what I am hearing that is going on again in the back as it relates to the arrest of this government worker where corruption is concerned. But I know I don't want to put your radio station in jeopardy, so I will leave that there. But we Dominicans, we need to keep our eye on the ball as it relates to that case, because it is not pretty. It is not pretty. I'm hearing a lot of things, and in Dominica, Matt, there is not fire without smoke or smoke without fire. And so the political directorate now, the one-man government we have here in Dominica, I can tell you, Matt, it is not pretty. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, Lofty. We'll look at that case very closely. Remember, it's just an arrest and no charges have been laid just yet. But we'll keep following that case, okay?
Are you building a new home? Are you thinking of remodeling? Giving your home that new feeling? Why not start with your tiles? Astofan's Home and Building has a large and new variety to choose from. Bathroom and floor tiles galore. Wooden, glass, ceramic and porcelain designs are now available. Even vitrified tiles. This means even less water absorption. More durability, giving you antibacterial and antifungal benefits suitable for any location. Come on down to Astofan's Home and Building, located in Foncole. J. Astofan's. Right place, right price.
Q95. Another case that we want to talk to about very quickly this afternoon time is obviously of the essence. We've been hearing a lot about promises made to bus drivers. They approach me on the streets every day, threatening to take action. They were promised this sometime last month, that some monies will be made available. Well, we've not seen that coming to pass. Believe me when I say that the bus drivers seem very frustrated at this time. One bus driver said to me, Matt, it's a shame to see how some bus drivers are afraid to take action to strike because they're supporting the Labour Party and they're the ones crying the most on the road. But with or without them, some of us bus drivers will take action next week. It's time for some action. My brother Lang Sal, he's on the radio with me at this time, basically saying they're fed up. After promises and promises and promises. Good afternoon, my brother. How you doing?
Yes, good afternoon, Matt. How are you?
All right, man. How frustrated are the bus drivers at this time?
Well, Matt, I would say all bus drivers are frustrated because I was one of the guys who met with the Prime Minister. And up to now, no response, nothing is happening. And the guys are, they're about to have it. And a lot of the guys want to do it, but some of them, because they are supporting the government, they are scared. So I tell them that you cannot put a government before your daily bread. So if by Thursday we cannot get an answer, we'll have to take whatever action we have to take, but we're taking the necessary steps. We don't want to be out of hand or going out of place. But enough is enough, and I believe we have had two strikes. Strike three means you're out, and we're not going for strike three. Because what is so fishy about it, Matt? Within 3 weeks after all bus drivers fully formed, the government is getting funds from World Bank.
Okay.
I find that's kind of like fishy. Like after we fully form, all of a sudden we get the money from World Bank. Because all other Caribbean islands, they get stimulus package, rather they get cash. Right now, for you to send us back and take a loan again, Matt, it doesn't work. How are we going to pay the loan? If you're not making money and take a loan, Matt, you must pay for it. So at the end of the day, if something cannot happen for we bus drivers, we have no other choice than next week take the necessary step.
So you think that they're serious this time because you've been laughed at, not you, but the bus drivers who always promise to take action, but then on the day they change their mind. What's going to happen? What's different?
Well, Matt, everybody in the fire, everybody feeling the heat. So we have to just come together as one, as a body. And what we have to do to take the best way forward, you just have to do it because enough is enough. That is not little boys out there. That's grown men. And we are stopped. We are tired. It's about time we stand up and take action.
So you think they're serious at this time?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yep. Uh-huh. The guys are serious because, Matt, who in the kitchen feel the heat and we feel in the heat?
Because I was just walking through the Grand Bay bus stop just a while ago and a bus driver stopped me and said, Matt, we filled the forms. We sent it back to the Prime Minister, but nothing has been resolved just yet. When were you promised to get any payments at all?
Well, what was very interesting, Matt, is when Shy Guy asked the Prime Minister, so, Mr. PM, if nothing come out of that, we're going to pull a strike here. He replied to Shy Guy, you all are grown men. It's a democratic country. You feel to do what you want. The moment he said that, I said something doesn't sound right. That is not the best answer to me.
Okay. Well, we'll see. So you said Thursday is the day.
So the deadline, if nobody comes and speak to us, if nobody tells us anything, we'll take the necessary steps.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye. Promises and promises and promises. Next year, dig yourself.
You say that you want to build this land.
Let's see if the bus drivers are serious this time.
Dominican, those are promises, mommy. So many like you have come and gone. Too many still singing this.
Let me see if I can squeeze a call or two before we go. Yes, quickly.
Matt,
yes?
Once the men give a deadline. Like last time they gave a deadline. Now what scary did? He called them in and he gave them a blank form to full and all of them run and full the form. So that they give scary another deadline for for first day.
Yes.
Carrie couldn't maybe do them the same thing again, but Matt, but we in Dominica right about now, we giving the magistrate a deadline. After the Easter, this week is Holy Week. Next week, she should start to work on whatever she has to work on. We're giving her a deadline. Have a blessed day, Matt.
I told you I'll squeeze two calls. Our final call, quickly, yes.
Hello, Matt.
Yes?
Hi, my dear. How are you?
How are you? You have 60 seconds.
Yeah, okay. Ula ti lang sal. Moi le di lang sal. Se sen mem lang sal ki ale di ke il a pale vek skerit e all is well. Maka trust lang sal. Lang sal uni pou come out good with the bus drivers and don't strike next week or this week come like rat. Is no, you have to do this strike. Is no. Skerit will not give all you nothing. Don't worry. Don't matter how much money you get from World Bank or IMF. Ipake bazo. Strike now while the iron hot.
All right. Thank you. And of course, we have to talk about whatever we spoke about sometime last week, huh? We'll continue that discussion. My friend up in Switzerland.
Ignorant polarization causing untold destruction in this little island. Mommy, tell me the other time. Yabasaki is like grandma's son in wine.
It's 201.
Promises. I can't pay my bills.
Next here, dig yourself.
I can't go to shop on promise. Promises. I can't take the bus on promise. Promises. I can't pay school fee. You could promise me what you want.